Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com. A program of TSET.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Well, naming what exactly got into the cattle market to push the industry higher on both the board and through the countryside yesterday isn't easy, but while the opportunity is presenting itself, the market's taking advantage of it. Live cattle contracts took full advantage of expanded limits in nearby contracts, while the rest of the complex closed fully higher as well yesterday. June live cattle was up $4.50, $93.97. August was $4.50 cents higher at $99.95. October live cattle up $4.50 at $104.02. On the feeder cattle, the board's rally is impressive, but how sales performed throughout the countryside may have been even more exciting. May feeders were up $6.17 at $130.27. August were up $5.40 at $138.15. On the hogs, well, those contracts shifted to the back burner while the cattle contracts skyrocketed. Seeing that both industries are struggling with built-up supply, the cattle complex seems to just be where the attention is building right now, with a jump in cash prices and attention from the president. Now, on the grains, Kansas City wheat July ended up 1.25 cents yesterday, 4.78¾, showing some benefit from yesterday's broad-based buying in commodities, but is mostly holding sideways since mid-March as traders assess new crop conditions. Thursday's U.S. Drought Monitor continued to show abnormally dry areas in western Kansas and eastern North Dakota. On the corn, well, July was up 3¾ cents, 3.18 yesterday, riding a wave of bearish relief after RTTnews.com reported China exports in April were up 3.5% from a year ago and much more than expected. July soybeans were up 11¾ cents yesterday, 8.44¼ cents, rescued from a test of contract lows by a bullish day for commodities in general. As mentioned, yesterday's commodity prices are being helped by overnight news of higher than expected April exports for China, a possible sign of life that other economies are starting to wake up to as restrictions to prevent coronavirus are being relaxed. We're going to check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
June live cattle up $4.50 yesterday, $93.97. August up $4.50, $99.95. May feeder cattle up $6.17, $130.27. August up $5.40, $138.15. June hogs down $1.67, $63.90. Kansas City wheat July up 1¼, $4.78¾. September is up 1¾, $4.85¾. Chicago wheat July up 5 cents, $5.22½. September up 4¾, $5.25½. July corn up 3¾, $3.18. September up 3 cents, $3.23¼. July soybeans up 11¾ cents, $8.44¼.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.